Welcome to another edition of the Farm Forward podcast on WITYradio.com. I'm Chad Baker, and in today's episode, I make a return visit to Armstrong Township High School to talk with their team about their FFA auction, their spring sales, their banquet, the rest of the year. We hear from Advisor Destiny Gray, Assistant Advisor Michaela Learned, President Addison McCarty. Addison told the reporters, Secretary Aaliyah Carley, Vice President Kaylin Hayes, and Treasurer Suzanne Hawker. It's Armstrong Township High School, and it's coming up next after a word from our sponsor, Head Honchos.
We are facing a severe labor crisis in agriculture, but thankfully there's a solution. Hard workers are available via the H-2A visa program, but that program is hard to navigate on your own. Whether you need one or two workers or need a whole crew, Head Honchos does all the hard work for you. Contact owner Todd Miller, 210-695-1648 for your free, no obligation H-2A visa labor consultation today or online at headhonchosllc.com.
Chad Baker on location, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios today at Armstrong Township High School. Armstrong FFA has their auction, their banquet, as well as their plant and flower sales coming up around the corner. And we're making a return visit today. We had them on the Farm Forward podcast here earlier in the year, gathering to talk a little bit about National FFA Week events that they have coming up. I'm going to start off with Michaela Learned, who's the assistant advisor. Michaela, you're the one that got this whole started. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for inviting us.
Let's talk about your role here so folks can get acquainted with you and how you kind of got to this point. You started out here, and tell us a little bit about that track.
Yeah, so I graduated from Armstrong Township High School in 2021. Decided to stay around here for DAC, and I served as the Illinois Section 18 president during that year with the State Association. Miss Gray was my advisor my senior year, so I learned a lot from her. Also guided me down to Southern Illinois University, where I graduated from there this past May, and now I am teaching science classes at Armstrong with all my wonderful students and helping out with the FFA program that grown me into who I am today.
That's incredible. So not necessarily planting new roots, but you're just reestablishing old ones, it sounds like.
Reestablishing, and I'd like to think that I'm growing them into something new as well.
Very good. So you've rejoined the process here in an exciting time for the Armstrong program. You just renovated the greenhouse, and let's talk about the plant and flower sale first here, coming up May 1st through 3rd, right before Mother's Day. Great opportunity for folks to get mom a nice plant grown right here in Armstrong.
Oh yeah, all of our plants have been cared for by our wonderful horticulture students. It's a great opportunity not only for our students to learn about the horticulture process, but also growing their own plants and giving them to the community and having that community outreach by something that they put their hands and hard work into.
So how different is that greenhouse after the renovation from whenever you were here as a student?
It is like night and day. From when I was a freshman here, the greenhouse, you know, it was great. It was amazing. It gave us great opportunities. But everything that is now in there, thanks to Miss Gray, has given us even more opportunities to learn from. The great irrigation system, the new tables, everything. So we are very glad that we have this in our program now.
That's one of the nice things about connecting with FFA chapters like we have here this year is I think the original conception for folks that are maybe not in the agriculture industry and maybe don't see that as much really take a newfound appreciation for just how in-depth of agriculture that the FFA chapters get. It's not just about cows and corn. There's so much more that is enveloped in the agriculture industry.
Oh yeah, especially being that person who grew up with cows and corn, having our students have this opportunity, especially with a lot of them living in Potomac and Armstrong and Gifford, having that exposure to agriculture is so important, not just for our students, but also for our community.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you for getting us all together here today. You've been the one that spearheaded this, and it's always great to be able to come back.
Thank you for coming. I hope you enjoy listening to our students and what they have to say.
Excellent. We're going to dive right in over here with Aaliyah Carley, who we talked to a little bit at Midwest Ag Expo. Aaliyah, thanks for rejoining us.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this auction coming up. Let's specifically talk about the outline for the auction. Tell us why this event is so important.
This event helps us raise money for senior scholarships, national and state conventions, CDEs, leadership conferences, SAEs, classroom projects, stuff like that.
You guys stay pretty busy in the year, and so the more that you're able to raise, the more you can stay busy and involve yourselves. Is there a particular part of FFA that you enjoy that is benefited from this auction?
Yes, so the CDEs, they are a lot of fun to go to. The event is so fun. The after, going out to eat together is fun. Just the spending time together, team bonding, stuff like that's a lot of fun, so...
You really grow a relationship with everybody in the chapter, and I think that's evident from how many times we've talked to you guys this year, is that you are really an active chapter, despite being in a small town in the middle of the country. You really get out and are active. Is there any big event coming up here during FFA week that you're looking forward to? Anything that you particularly gravitate to that you enjoy?
Definitely the Ag Olympics. Ag Olympics are so much fun to come together with your class and compete and just have fun during homeroom. So
how many times is your class won?
Never.
It's going to be the first time this year, right?
Oh, for sure.
I love the confidence. Well, best of luck with that, Aaliyah.
Well, thank you.
We're going to move over to Addison McCarty, who we've talked to a few times now. She was on the Farm Forward podcast originally and was in the corn with us up at Midwest Ag Expo. Addison, let's talk about the other auction event. So the evening of the auction, you'll have some other things that are going on. You're welcoming in the community. You're going to welcome in folks that want to participate. You have both a silent auction and a regular auction, correct?
Yes.
So folks will have an opportunity to either do the old style auction or they can bid on some of the silent auction items. You have quite a few items already pulled back here. In a couple of weeks, you'll have quite a bit more. But anything that in particular you want to talk about that's auction related?
Yeah, so we have many different categories. We have farm services, gift certificates from our local businesses. We have some outdoor, home, and recreational items. And we also have different experience packages. A big item that we received this year, we have a Case IH model tractor, 100th anniversary, 806, signed by Max Armstrong, and a Pioneer 100th anniversary neon sign.
So those are some key items here. And of course, Max, a friend of the station, we got the Pioneer sign. That'll be, I'm sure, a huge draw. And we'll have a picture that we'll attach to this interview whenever we have it posted online of that beautiful smaller scale tractor. It is just absolutely gorgeous. And folks that want to still donate, if they have time to donate, is there a good person to reach out to connect with?
Yes, we have a couple different ways. We have our FFA email and the alumni. The alumni is capital A in Armstrong, capital F, capital A, and then lowercase alumni, capital A, assos, at gmail.com. And that's our FFA alumni's email. You can contact the Armstrong Township High School if you have any questions, or look at the Armstrong FFA alumni's Facebook, and you could also message us on Facebook.
Very good. Well, thanks for giving us that information, Addison. We're going to move over to the other Addison, Addison Toll here, and you have some fun events coming up for FFA week. Let's talk about some of the fun events that you guys have planned.
We have dress-up days for our FFA week. Monday is Rep Your Brand, so like your favorite tractor or equipment brands. Tuesday is Carhartt Day, so you just wear your Carhartt gear. And then Wednesday is Rhyme Without Reason, where you just pick two things that rhyme that don't really have any reason.
So we're going to pull the other Addison in here, because you gave me an example of this before when we were prepping for this interview. So give me the example so that way folks kind of know what that is.
So our example was I could be cheer, and then the other Addie could be deer.
Okay, so and that would be a cheerleader, and then you would dress like a deer.
Correct.
Okay, and people would have to guess what that is, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If you're separated, that might be a little tough.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. What else you have coming up?
Thursday would be high vis, so like your neon colors. And then Friday is blue and gold, so just your FFA stuff. And
I would imagine with as many, and I think we had talked earlier in that podcast, it was, and 90% of the school, it was all but like six or seven students. So if you had, let's say, even 90% of the folks wearing the high visible colors, the neon colors, it's going to get bright in here.
It is.
So. that's fun. Well, thanks, Addis, for giving us that information there. We're going to move down here to Kaylin Hayes. We haven't talked to Kaylin yet. Kaylin, how we doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. We have a few other things that are going on here. We continue the very, very busy rest of the year for the Armstrong FFA with the FFA banquet. It's coming up April 26th. Tell us what all that entails.
It's the end of the year celebration, and awards and scholarships are presented for the seniors and the students. It also recognizes other members of the FFA, and most likely every student will get an award. We also have dinner served to recognize all the students.
Very good. And where is that held at?
Armstrong Township High School.
Okay. That way it's easy for folks to feel comfortable if you need something and you don't have to move it very far, which is great. So, Kaylin, anything else about either the FFA banquet or maybe your favorite event for the FFA week that's coming up here?
We will be hosting a teacher breakfast, and all the officers have to wake up super early in the morning to make breakfast for the teachers, and they all seem to enjoy it very well.
Very good. And what all served for breakfast? Anything in particular?
Cinnamon rolls, eggs, sausage, bacon, pretty much every breakfast item you can think of.
So you go all out for it?
Yes, yes, we do.
You've got Ag Day coming up here. Tell us a little bit about Ag Day.
Ag Day is where we have all three different schools, Armstrong, Gifford, and Potomac, come. Mm-hmm. And we just get to teach the kids about a whole bunch of different agricultural stuff. We have a petting zoo, and then there's like these little stations where the students can do like hands-on activities. Last year we did a soil sammy, and that was a pretty big hit. And then we got some pictures sent in later on of the soil sammies, and they had like long hair and like cups on the face.
Very nice. And the kids really get into that. The younger kids, it gets them excited about agriculture.
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, thanks for telling us a little bit about that.
You're welcome.
We're going to move on to Suzanne here. Suzanne's not going to get off the schneid. So, Suzanne, we need to get more information on that FFA banquet. It's not only a great time to recognize the seniors, recognize all the achievements for everybody during the year, but it's also the election of new officers, too. Pretty exciting time, and I think it's one of the events that the entire chapter looks forward to. Am I correct?
Yes, it's a awesome end-of-the-year celebration. This is my last FFA banquet of ours as a member because I'm a senior. So I'm excited but sad to wear my jacket for the last time with our members. But I'm excited because we get to celebrate all of our achievements that we've accomplished over this year. And it's a great way to end the year and have all of our members celebrate what they've done.
And a good meal, too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. For the senior chapter members, you mentioned it, it's kind of an emotional time. It's kind of a turn the page moment when you really think about it, because you're more involved in FFA. You're looking to try to make that selection of what you're going to do in the future. Are you particularly going into an ag career, or is it going to be something outside of ag for you?
I actually am going kind of ag-related. I plan to become a veterinarian in my future, okay. So my FFA years have really set me up for success on that.
Very nice. For folks that want to get this calendar of events, because right now we've got FFA week, we're in the midst of here. You've got that silent auction and the regular auction event coming up March 7th to the school here. The banquet April 26th. You've got the plant and flower sale the weekend before Mother's Day, May 1st through the 3rd. So many events. Try to keep track of, but checking out the website is the best way, as well as the Facebook page.
Yes, our Facebook page will have updates on all the events happening, so you can make sure you get to those.
Make sure that you check out that list of auction items, not only the silent auction going on, but the regular auction going on at the same time. So if for whatever reason you can't make the banquet, you can still bid on those items on silent auction. But if you can make it, you can do both.
Yes.
Which is really a recommended thing with as many items as you have donated. And of course, that tractor is just absolutely beautiful. A great opportunity for somebody to add that to their collection. It is autographed on the outside sleeve by Max Armstrong. And there was another autograph we couldn't recognize on it, but we'll try to find the information on that. We're going to move on to Destiny Gray, who's the advisor here. We've talked with Destiny before. I tell you, you're staying really, really busy with this. You kind of head all this up and make sure that nothing goes off the rails. How has the year went from the last time that we talked to you to where we're at now before all the chaos begins?
If I was not busy, I would be bored. We have seen even more growth this year with our ag program. We turn 100 years old the fall of 29-30 school year, so we've been really working hard on expanding our student leadership opportunities, our resources around the ag building to keep working our way towards that 100th year celebration.
I think we may have mentioned, I don't remember if we mentioned it in an interview or mentioned it in discussion off air, but definitely one of the older chapters in the state of Illinois. And we see so many area chapters that are either restarting or they're still in kind of the infant stage that have made up so much ground in a short time. But for an established chapter to continue to reinvent themselves and to try to find new opportunities, that's got to have its own challenges as well, right?
Yes. When I came in about 6 years ago, there was a bunch of turnaround with different ag teachers. A couple of them didn't stay farther than that 5-6 year mark. So I was picking up projects, reorganizing different projects, and something that I'm very proud that we've done is expanded our ag literacy program. I have a student that works with the Vermilion County Ag in the Classroom coordinator, Missy Boer, and she goes and she helps present at the different classrooms at our local elementary schools. Kaylin mentioned our annual Ag Day earlier, where that one student plans both the whole ag literacy event for all three grade schools, homeschooled elementary kids, as well as a whole separate eighth grade Ag Day. So we've really expanded reaching out and building more community connections, which I think that's extremely valuable, especially in a program that's so old, is because if we didn't have our community, we really wouldn't have the program we have.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for sharing that information about the growth here, and folks that want to either get involved with Armstrong FFA, maybe learn a little bit more about it, or if they want to donate, as we talked with Addison earlier, they can reach out to that Facebook page as well as the website. That email address again is armstrongffaalumniassoc.com. All one word, no underscores, at gmail.com. And you can also contact the school here for anybody that wants to donate. I appreciate everybody welcoming me back here. It's always fun to come up here and check out what you're doing and seeing what you're getting into in your shop here. And all the best to you the rest of the year. And with the auction, hopefully we raise you guys a lot of money.
Thank you so much.
This has been the Armstrong FFA chapter. For more episodes of the Farm Forward podcast, keep it tuned to WITYradio.com. For Farm Forward, I'm Chad Baker.